Oklahoma City University. The debate will take place at an off-campus site.
Wait, an off-campus site? Why?
Because sometimes, Mr. Lowe, you have to take things one step at a time.
Oh, so what you're saying is that the crackers in Oklahoma ain't going to let us
know.
No, what
I'm saying is you have to take things one step at a time.
This is a great opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Great opportunity. Master just going to give us a crumb off his plate, huh? What?
I think Lowe here is afraid.
What am I afraid of, James?
I think you're afraid to debate white people.
Anglo-Saxon. Thank you very much.
Ms. Tulsa, let me debate. I mean, I'll debate Anglo-Saxons anywhere. In a dark alley with no light, with a candle lit and people chasing you down with guns. No, I'll debate Anglo-Saxons anywhere. I ain't afraid.
I am. Mr. Tulsa, when I came here today, I saw the sheriff outside watching your house. What's going on?
Maybe you should ask the sheriff.
Been hearing a lot of rumors about what you're doing. My dad just called the dean last week and asked, what is a communist doing teaching at a good Methodist college?
My politics are my business, Mr. Burgess, and I promise you that they will not endanger the team.
But, sir, it is being endangered. I came to Wiley College to be educated, not investigated.
I understand.
I don't want to be dragged into anything. If my parents want... I'm sorry. Mr. Tolson, please. Just tell me you're not a communist otherwise.
Otherwise what? Otherwise what?
My father says I have to quit.
Nobody wants that.
Then tell me.
As I said, my politics are my business.
Well, I guess I have to resign. Mrs. Tolson, thank you for a wonderful dinner.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Good luck in Oklahoma, y'all. I know you win.
All right. If anybody else wants to quit, I'll understand.
Negroes should be admitted.
I can't hear you.
Resolved. Negroes should be admitted to state universities.
My partner and I will prove that blocking a Negro's admission to a state university is not only wrong. It is absurd.
The Negro people are not just a color in the American fabric. They are the thread that holds it all together.
Consider the legal and historical record. May 13, 1865, Sergeant Crocker, a Negro, is the last soldier to die in the Civil War. 1918, the first U.S. soldiers decorated for bravery in France are Negroes, Henry Johnson, and Needham Roberts. 1920, the New York Times announces that the N in Negro would hereafter be capitalized.
Force upon the South, what they are not ready for, would result in nothing but more racial hatred. Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, he's perhaps the most eminent Negro scholar in America. He comments.